This is my third shot at starting this episode because I got so mealy-mouthed. I got like three words in, but just wasn't saying any of them correctly, and I couldn't make you suffer through that. So instead, you get to hear that I did so. On yesterday's episode, I promised, after I shared the story of my harrowing tale of surviving choking by self-administering the Heimlich maneuver, I promised a story related to both Father's Day and driving. I don't know what I was thinking because I don't know how good a story it is, but let's find out together, shall we?
Your daily Lex.
Ani is a camp counselor this summer at the camp that I attended for 9 years and that Ani, Sierra, and Liam all go to. So Ani is spending 6 weeks at the camp. And when Ani's done, that's when the other two go to camp. Excellent. But the school year in Pennsylvania ends earlier than the school year in New Jersey or New York. So Ani had to go to camp on Saturday and then come home from camp late Sunday and then go back to camp this coming Tuesday, today. So this is the Tuesday. So today. So I couldn't do the drive Saturday because of I had a have a gig choking to death at Manalapan Day. Luckily, I avoided the death part. So Lauren had to drive Ani. And Lauren hates doing a long drive and especially hates doing a long drive round trip. So we debated all the different ways to do this. And we were meeting up with another kid who also goes to camp, Summer. And it's summer camp. Yeah, I'm sure Summer deals with all of it. But anyway, we had to get Summer. And we arranged a meeting point where Summer's family would meet us. And then Lauren was going to take Ani and Summer to camp. Then the plan was Sunday, I was going to go get Summer and Ani from camp. And now today, we're going to the meeting point and Summer's parents are taking Ani and Summer to camp. So the options were Lauren could have stayed over somewhere at a hotel in Pennsylvania on Saturday. The problem is the kids weren't done with their training at camp until 6 p.m. Sunday. So then Lauren would have to find some place to hang out all day Sunday. You can check out of your hotel, at 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe get a late checkout of noon. But then what do you do for the next 6 hours? And that just seemed kind of miserable. It's possible it's what we should have done. It's also like the nearest decent hotel is probably about an hour away from camp. So that's the whole thing too. Maybe it would have made more sense. I don't know. But we ended up, Lauren came home and then Sunday afternoon, Father's Day, I made the drive myself. Now I don't mind a long drive, especially because there's so much fun stuff to listen to. I could listen to podcasts. I can listen to my tracks that I make for myself to practice for shows. I could rehearse for different auditions. Like it was fun. I had no problem with the drive. And then I get the kids. I was at camp for all of 4 minutes. And we know we're going to go to the Tattersville Charger in Tattersville, Pennsylvania to charge up the car and go home and have dinner. Have dinner first, then go home. And we get to this Tattersville Supercharger area, which is at a mall. And every restaurant in the mall is closed. I see another supercharging family of, I think, five. And they're looking at a different restaurant while we're looking at the food court where we've gone many times. And they're like, oh, we looked online and only the pizza place is open. I'm like, well, I just left the food court and the pizza place is definitely closed. And they're like, what? And they go and check. And every single restaurant in this place was closed. So some quick Googling and Lauren texting, and we find a nearby pizza place that's not at the supercharger. So I let the car charge for a little bit. And then we headed to this lovely pizza place that was New York style pizza. So of course, Ani was saying to Summer, who is from New York, you have to tell us if this is really New York pizza. Summer said that New York pizza means so many things that the answer was undoubtedly yes, which I'll grant her. Seems fine. But on the drive home, of course, we had one very intriguing experience, which was maybe 10 minutes from camp, I announced to my two passengers, there's a bear in the road. And the reason I said so is because there was a bear in the road, like a full-on bear. I'm not a bear expert, but this was, I don't know, it looked like a brown bear to me. It was brown and it was a bear. And we had to wait for the bear to leave the street. And then it did. But I have never seen that on the street before. That was crazy. Also, for Father's Day, I was given two things. One, basically a grill Roomba, a little robot that cleans your grill for you. I'm very excited about that. And I'm referring to an outdoor grill, not my teeth. And I was also given a Funko Pop of me. And I love that I have a Funko Pop of Weird Al Yankovic staring at me right now. I have one of former Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. What I can't decide is, do I leave it in the box or not? My instinct is to take it out of the box, but the box also has my name on it. Maybe I save the box separately, but I think I'm going to take him out of the box. But anyway, That's my day from Sunday. I don't intend to keep on regaling you with tales of days from like 2 days prior. So tomorrow, who knows what the topic will be? I'm not setting it for my future self. It's future Lex's job to figure it out. Thank you.
Lex.